RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Your eyes are the window to your health. Time to learn more with Dr. Robert Abel Jr., the Wizard of Eyes.
Would you believe that learning to play the piano for an autistic child might be just one of the breakthroughs to their neurological symptoms that can be helpful in their entire life? Well, maybe it just takes a special piano teacher and music analyst like Sevi Villegas to share this information with us, and we're so fortunate to have her back again and to discuss some of this. So, Sevi, how do you recognize an autistic child, and what do you do? Do you do anything differently?
Okay, well, first of all, there is such a broad spectrum of children, and it's hard to say. No two children with autism are the same. However, there are some things that are that they share in common. Many of them are quite restless. They're hypersensitive to stimuli. They have definite attention span issues, very, very short attention span. They have obsessive behaviors. All of them are significant, but you can also tell immediately whether or not you've had experience working with children with autism, because there is a certain kind of social intuition that's lacking. And I don't like to say disengage, because it's not exactly as simple as that. Because there are different levels of engagement with different children, or they fixate over different things. And many of them have quite explosive scattered energy. You have to work with all of these idiosyncrasies. I found actually that working with children with autism has helped me intensify my understanding of how we're wired in general, and has actually, it's kind of been a reverse process. It's because of perhaps the way I break down and I have broken down the parameters of music for my younger students, I feel that kind of paved the way for me to understand how to magnify these areas that need to be isolated, both at the cognitive level, the motor skill level, and the expressive level of the musical parameters, and then bring them to the autistic child. In asking if it's different, it's not necessarily different in terms of content. It's different in terms of or style necessarily, if you have my style of breaking things down, but it might be in terms of increments. It's also in terms of how quickly a child picks up on a particular exercise. There's definitely less on the bench and lots more all around. Moving around, it's just more approach, and it has to be very individual because each child is different. For some children, especially the stimulus of the metronome, which can be it's such an important tool in general for bringing channels of focus to children with autism, can be too loud for some children, so you have to soften that tone. So it all makes a difference. However, in general, I guess I could say that something that you don't recognize at the neurological level, what you have to understand is that children with autism have, in general, at a very basic level, so many stimuli that they can't process. They have a processing problem. And the way I like to describe it is, imagine that someone 24/7 is waving his hands in front of you constantly and yelling in your ears. How can you possibly concentrate on anything? How can you you don't have the filters. And what music does is helps you through all of its parameters. That's what's so beautiful about music, that you don't need to create an exercise. It is the exercise. That's the beauty of it. I discovered that, oh my gosh, I know something about a discipline that actually at every level is therapeutic, can rechannel children's motor skills, cognitive skills, and social skills just by addressing the parameters of music.
Wow. So, you know, maybe that is something that when a mother or father finds their child's diagnosed as autistic, while they're looking for other ways of improvement, mm-hmm. whether it's nutritional or exercise, is they start learning an instrument. Are all instruments equivalent, or do you think the piano is the base model?
Well, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be a piano, but participating in musical parameters at different levels. It could even be just even listening, making sure that a child is listening, because at your muscles, it's at both at the physical level and at the neurological level. You're training your muscles to find context, which is what the autistic brain is having a hard time finding. Pick a spot, any spot. That's what music helps you do. And now it helps direct that focus. So you can do it through, there are therapies called Tomatis method, which works with pitch and creating different tensions and releases of the ear at the physical level and at the neurological level that can actually stimulate the brain to either reset sometimes, as, you know, blessedly a result of that, or rechannel. And there are methods called interactive metronome, for example, that use the parameter of rhythm isolated in an isolated fashion. Now, these things are actually even used at some schools. There are schools, for example, in Poland that I know about that use the Tomatis method to increase levels of focus and concentration and motor skills of their students. So before exams, they'll introduce the little exercise, and then they've found changes, you know, significantly positive changes in all of that. Now, yes, actually participating in the level of musical practice also just intensifies all the spheres of context that you can assist in regulating and assist in approaching. So we go from fine motor skills and gross motor skills that we can also help to stabilize or channel. And the list goes on. The ear, of course, is actually just like, and you're the advocate for what the eyes and the stimulus into our eyes does for us. But basically, I think it's all stimuli, and how we process stimuli is so important to our cognitive development. So music helps to, is just one of those aspects that, because it has even the brain, the way the brain responds and is musical and rhythmic in itself.
So
that's why it's successful.
When people dance,
yes,
they move to a rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, especially not the chaotic dancing, but the formal dancing.
Yes.
They move to a rhythm.
Yes.
Many autistic children will rock.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever use that kind of self-rhythm to
yes.
help them play notes?
Absolutely. And help them find their way. And in fact, you know, the rhythm is, it's interesting, because when we talk about rhythm, we actually need to talk about pulse. Pulse is how we emphasize rhythm. And indefinite beats into infinity mean nothing, but the body intuitively responds to repeated pulse. I have an example, like in Greek music is in 7. There are songs that are people say are in 7/8. But if we count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, nobody gets a sense of that. But if you go 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2, you activate, you actually reawaken the presence of the brain. And that's what the students need to feel.
Well, this was Greek to me, and you made it very simple. And it should be very simple to all kinds of people, and perhaps even the parents of such children should get involved with music and be able to sort of emphasize it at home. So I really appreciate your being here, as always, and shedding a different view on the eye and the ear in music. I'm Dr. Rob Abel, the Wizard of Eyes, on RadioMD.com. For more information on this segment or any of my segments, visit my show page at RadioMD.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for paying attention to what may be your own child's needs. And most of all, stay well.